The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro Small Cap News on Monday, the second day of February 2026. We're into the second month of the year, and the markets, you know, always exciting. Well, they're not always exciting. Some of them can be boring. But I do see big moves. That's quite exciting, you know. And gold and silver, it's going to happen. You know, when you see something rallying almost parabolic upwards, there's going to be sooner or later a correction or sell-off. I'm not saying that's it. They go back down. They may go sideways for a while, consolidate. They may have to do that. But very, do you know, I love numbers. I was never really good at maths in school, but the older you get, I think it's one of those things like nature. And numbers are nature, but the older you get, the more you appreciate numbers and nature. I was looking at the gain the silver had made from the 30th of December to the 30th of January. It had rallied by 62%, okay? Get those numbers. 30th to the 30th, 62%. On the 31st, it dropped by half a 62%, which is 31. So the 31st of January, it dropped by 31%. That's nuts, isn't it? It's almost like someone's controlling this. You know, conspiracy theories were, you know, a field day around this stuff, wouldn't they? But where is it now, gold and silver? I mean, I think they've bounced up a little bit. I'm not going to say it's going to rally. Normally, you don't get a rally back to a high, of course. You get a consolidation period. It'll go sideways in a volatile manner for a couple of weeks, and it'll settle down and form some kind of normalized, you know, support and resistance levels, a trading range, essentially. That's what happens after, you know, either a big rally or a big drop. You get a settling down in the price, bit of volatility first, then a settling down, then trading in the range. And then you can see where it bases. But it's still going to be above, you know. I mean, look at it, gold, for example. Gold is still at $4,681 an ounce, you know. And that was like the 21st of January. It's still high. It's still above. In fact, where were we? Where did it start in December? So the 1st December, 31st December, sorry, is at 4,337. So we're still $600 higher per ounce at the moment. And so, you know, there may be, you know, a trading here because there's some panicking. When it settles down, you know, people think, oh, hang on, any sort of gold miner or anything gold related, like for example, Ramsden's is down today, won't be a problem for Ramsden's at all, won't affect them at all. But people start to worry. And you realize, oh, it's not going to make a lot of difference, actually. But I think, you know, any gold stocks that have been hammered may come back a little bit and bounce a little bit here when it settles down, because it's the uncertainty of knowing where it will settle. You know, that's the thing that worries people. Once it settles, it's fine. I just have a look at the FTSE 100, by the way. Hitting, but oh, the title of this podcast is, that's a cheeky bid. You know full well. There's a company I own at a proposed takeover bid today. It's been rejected. I'm glad it has been rejected. In fact, I'll talk about that in a bit, but it's cab payments. And I thought, do you know, this company, they've really gone for a low-ball, cheeky bid. They really have. Why have they done that? Because they can see the company's improving. They've had a head of expectations update recently, but it's had a tough time. And they've recalled the tough times it's been having when they put their bid in. Oh, yeah, if you look forward, though, look at the forecast, looking forward, all right? And you realise this is very cheap for double-digit top and bottom-line growth. Anyway, let's have a look at the market. Shall we just go straight in the market here? I said get straight in. I haven't got straight in. I'm talking nonsense. FTSE 100, all-time high, 10,311. Hasn't rocked down a lot, has it? In fact, it did get up to 10,336. It's 10,311. It's up 0.9%. Stock 600, also all-time high, up 0.95% to 616. The S&P 500 at the moment is at 6,966, up 0.4%, even though it did have a dip yesterday. FTSE small cap, again, all-time high, a 0.5%, 7,836. Russell 2000 bouncing by 1.2% today. It was down, 1.55% on Friday, but it's up to 2,644. The FTSE 250, not quite all-time high, but a smidge off, that's all. Up 0.4%, 23,337. NASDAQ is up 0.5%, 23,569. What else we got here? Dow Jones up 0.9% to 49,317. We got the FTSE All Share Index all time high, up 0.8%, 5,556. These markets are getting a bit of momentum here. The FTSE All World Index just off an all time high. It's had 1, 2, 3, 4 down days, but not far off. It's flat today, 687. And the AIM All Share has taken a bit of a knock last 3 days. But like I say, it's still, I think, the best performing indices. Let's go back. Indices performance. Oh, no, it's not. It's just been overtaken by... In fact, I did post this out on social media on the weekend. If you look back at 2025, you got all the big caps performing. FTSE 100 is the best performer, pretty much. 21.5% in 25. Then you got the NASDAQ was at 20.36. Stock 600 up 16.74%. S&P up 16.4%. But it's a different tale so far this year. So you've got the best performer so far is America, but it's small cap, Russell 2000. When small caps start going, they start going. Next is the AIM All Share, up 6%. Next, it's a FTSE small cap, up 3.98%. Next, it's a FTSE 250, up 3.86. Then it's the FTSE 100, up 3.85. And if you have gone back down to Dow Jones, up 2.5%, S&P up 1.8%, NASDAQ up 1.5%. So it seems that things are rotating out of big cap US into small cap and small cap or smaller cap Europe, by the looks of it. So it's worth having a look, I think, worth having a little tickle. Well, yes, that's where I spend all my time, pretty much small cap, macro cap in that space there in UK. I mean, I do have a fund that holds bigger cap stocks, which is doing okay. You know, 5,100, 5,250, high dividend payers, that's doing okay. But yeah, okay. Brent crude down 6.45% today to $66 a barrel. Of course, this is about Trump almost like pulling back from Iran. He's saying they're having discussions. So the attack on Iran is looking less likely. Bitcoin, that was really over the weekend. A bit of a hammer in there. It's gone from sort of, 83,000. It did get down to $74,500, pretty much, dollars, a Bitcoin. It's rallied a bit. It's bounced a little bit today, 2.45. But like I said, I think there's systemic sort of leverage risk involved in Bitcoin. There's a lot of people leveraged to that. And I think Sailor, if his vehicle starts, and I've had quite a few alerts on Sailor's vehicle, grinding lower. Where is it? Let's look at crypto a second. Crypto, Sailor, yeah, down 2.5%. This is at a multi-year low. It's at, well, in fact, not multi. Well, in fact, September 24, last time it was at this low, at $145. And of course, I think their average price for Bitcoin is around about where it's at now, 76,000. They've accumulated the most. Of course, Bitcoin has got all kinds of leverage on that. So if they start dumping and they start getting in trouble, I think there'll be more excitement in the crypto markets. Of course, it won't be excitement if you're a big crypto holder. It's the opposite. What else we got? The dollar index, yeah, it rallied last 3 days. So maybe that's part of it. Obviously, I say part. It's probably a lot to do with, the rollover in... I don't know which way it gets affected. Normally, if dollar strengthens, of course, then, commodities and all that and Bitcoin roll over, go down. But it has strengthened from 95, the dollar index was at, on 20th of January, and now it's at 97.6. So it is looking like, it's rolling over a bit. What else we got? Bonds are down, 2-year yield. On the UK, this is government yield, is down to down a half 1% at 3.7. The 10-year down to 31%, 4.5. And the 30-year is down 0.4% to 5.2. A pound will buy you €1.15. In fact, strengthening the pound against the euro a bit there, it's really at this, 1.56 is previous resistance. So it may break up above that. Who knows? And the euro, pound against dollar. $1.36 a pound. Okay, let's get to the first one I'm talking about, a response to possible offer. This is Cab Payments, right? They are a UK-based holding company for Crown Agents Bank. The company is engaged in business-to-business cross-border payments and foreign exchange, specialising in hard-to-reach markets. So at 72 pence a share, they are market cap 183 million. And they've had this, where is it? Statement possible offer. Here we are. So Helios Consortium announces seeking the recommendation for an increased possible offer it made on the 29th of January to the board of Cab Payments. I think Cab just rejected that outright. So originally, so Helios Consortium holds or controls or has received a letter of support for the increased possible offer in respect of 127 million shares, which is 50.33%. They did offer, under the same terms, they've offered $1.15, which is about, this morning, I couldn't believe that. $1.15, I thought it was 88 pence. And the share price was trading at 72 pence. So I wonder if I could buy any below that. So I did buy a couple more. And I couldn't believe I'd get it at 74 pence. It's risen a bit more now, at 75 pence. But it's only a 21% premium. Okay. They said, Helios Consortium believes after Cab Payments' challenging period as a listed company, yeah, that was 2 years ago, including a profit downgrade, again, outdated, executive leadership change and a withdrawal possible offer of Stonex Group, the long-term success of the business will be better supported under the Helios Consortium private ownership. No. Anyway, so they've come back because, I mean, the recent announcement from Cab previous to this was, a pre-close statement, which is ahead of expectations. Okay, so above a range of consensus estimates. So they are beating now estimates. They've done a turnaround. They've expanded their product range. They've gone on a sort of efficiency drive to reduce unwanted staff. All staff now are sales-facing. They've deepened their products. They've widened their markets. And the turnaround looks like it's on track. Listen, this company did have a nightmare of an IPO. It listed it for £3.20 and it got down to, 30 pence at one point. But I think this marks, the turning of this company to an excellent recovery play potential. And I'm glad now they've come out and said they've been, the response is that they've rejected that bid, which is good news because, hang on a sec. I didn't want to do that. It's good news. I clicked the wrong button on my website there. Took me to the wrong page. Because if you look at the forecast going forward for Cab, all right? Okay, this year, which is done and dusted, 31st December, it's the end of the year. Let's check. Yeah. But it's ahead of expectations, okay? So above consensus estimates, so the recovery's on. Now, for 2026, the year in, there's top-line growth of 15%, net profit growth of 74%, okay? And that puts them on a PE of 8. Then for 2027, again, top line growth 16% to £147.1 million and net profit growth of 35% again, double digit again, puts them on a PE of 6. So how, if they are beating now the estimates and they continue to beat the estimates, which of course they may not do, but it's looking at a good start, then this company's undervalued and people haven't seen the recovery. That's exactly why Helios has come in, because they can see the recovery's happening and they're trying to nick it at a cheap price. Ain't going to happen. I think they should be offering something like, a couple of quid a share. That's what I think. It's kind of, you should double the money there. But so I'm encouraged they rejected this because my heart sunk when I saw that. I thought, I don't accept 88 pence a share, 20% premium. That's ridiculous. Because I do see this company, if they could keep improving, could be an excellent recovery, a multi-year recovery play. That's Cab Payments, CABP. Another bit of news, Brave Bison, and they've announced a major contract win. And who's this for? It's the Mini MBA, which is one of the companies they acquired recently, a training platform, has signed a €1.3 million contract, one of the world's largest food and beverage conglomerates. The customer will use Mini MBA and brand management to train thousands of its employees across APAC in 2026. And of course, their last update was very bullish as well. They announced a trading update, which they said year-end net cash significantly ahead of consensus, trading ahead of consensus. So net revenue not less than 33.5 million ahead of consensus expectations. And what else is there? Profit before tax, not less than 5.5 million, increased 44%. And also, was it adjusted EBITDA up 41%, both ahead of consensus. So it's looking very good at Brave Bison. And again, I think for, you know, for 2026, they're looking like 33% top line growth to 44.8 million and net profit of 5.5 million, up 244%. That puts them on a PE of 15, EV earnings of 13. I think that's cheap for that type of growth, especially they're very ambitious, they're very acquisitive, and I think they've got a determination. The brothers, the Green brothers, who one is CEO, one is CTO, and I think they both have skin in the game, of course, by 20% of the company, and I think they're determined to take this to a bigger and better company over time. So looking good there. That's Brave Bison. BBSN is the ticker there. What else is Hercules? In fact, these are three I do own. A leading tech-enabled labour supply company for the UK infrastructure sector, founded in 2008. What else? So Bruce Cormack, CEO, holds 45% of the stock at 48 pence a share, market cap of 38.2 million, enterprise value 39. They've announced today a Advantage NRG secures 6.5 million of contracted works. So across two major electricity networks, Advantage Energy, which they acquired recently, supplies linesmen for the construction and maintenance of overhead electrical transmission lines. The new works run from January to December 2026 and are part of existing framework contracts with Electricity North West and Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks. They require up to 52 skilled operatives, demonstrating Advantage Energy's expanding operational scale and technical capability. These works show there's growing demand for year-round delivery of linesmen as electricity operators accelerate investment in resilience and capacity. And of course, this is part of a major upgrade of the grid, national grid, which included about £58 billion worth of investment on extending and modernising the country's transmission and distribution networks to deliver sustainable and reliable power across the UK. So, yeah, the grid, it's amazing how much electricity at the moment, or wind power, is not used. It's wasted, absolutely wasted. And they're paid not to supply to the grid, because they can't, pretty much. They haven't got connections. So I think, on one hand, it's needed, of course, upgraded grid and connections to the grid. On the other hand, you know, it's going on our bills. So this is a good hedge against that, investing in Hercules, because hopefully, you know, your investment in Hercules will go up faster than your electricity bill. Anything else? Oh, there you go. Let's see if it's come back down. XPF. No, it shot up today. In fact, it went down. It was at 14 pence, went down 11 pence, and went back up. 7.34 million shares have been traded. Normally, average daily volume here is for 840,000. But they came out with a trading update, and it was below expectations. By the way, XP Factory do Escape Hunt, which is the escape rooms, and Boom Battle Bar, which is competitive socializing bars. They came out with an end of year update, and it wasn't very bullish, to be honest. They did say like-for-like sales declined in Boom, that's owner-operated. Overall, down 7.2% like-for-like sales. The board now expects FY26 revenue and EBITDA to be below current market estimates, with the board expecting FY26 pre-IFRS adjusted EBITDA of between 5 and 6 million. But it dropped down about 19% a day, and it's bounced back up to where it opened, pretty much. So, But this does push out profitability up to 2028 here. I mean, this could have a turnaround. You know, I mean, if consumer sentiment and interest rates come down, they do say there's quite a few competitors going into administration. And of course, it's been very hard for bars, hospitality companies. Maybe they get some relief from the recent business rates announcement. But it's been very hard. But sadly, of course, that will help Escape Hunt. If you have competitors going into administration, then that, you know, reduces the market size, isn't it? The market, and so their share will go up. They hold their share. So maybe they'll benefit from this. Who knows? But it wasn't a particularly positive update. So they're looking at doing 60 million top line for 2026, but a 1.7 million loss, net loss. Revenue dropped to 27 to 57.6, down 4%. And same kind of loss there, 1.7. And then for 28, 60.4 million. That's 5% top line growth, but again, 1.5 million loss. But they do say they're going to also be a bit more conservative on their rollout program to conserve a bit of capital. So we'll see. Anyway, that's it for today. You know, a few updates there. Keep an eye on CAB. I think it's way undervalued. It's, obviously, I'm biased. I hold stock. I hold stock also in Brave Bison and Hercules. And there was just, it's nice to have wake up on Monday morning and have, you know, three updates from companies you own which are positive. You know, it really is. Just sets the tone for the day. Because, you know, believe you me, I've had the opposite. Literally, that's a horrible Monday. When you wake up and you have, you know, releases from companies you own and they're all negative, you know, oh my God. But you know, it's sometimes that happens, isn't it? And you have to dig the rough of the smooth. I say, you know, bob and weave, dodge the punches sometimes. But, you know, all that can help you in that situation is a bit of diversification, of course. Anyway, thank you for listening. Don't forget, only £2.88 a week. That's all it is. Join the Sharebiggers Investment Club. I've only covered a couple of stocks there, of course. I normally cover three maximum. I've done four there on the podcast. There's a lot more on the database. Check it out. And there's some more updates happening this week, which I'm quite excited about. So check that out at sharepickers.com. Less than the price of Jumbo Savaloy from the chip shop. £2.80 a week. 40% off for February. Okay, thanks so much. Speak to you tomorrow. If there's news out. There's always news out.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.